Episode 12, Retirement and Life Strategy with Coach Joe Shum. Welcome to the Retirement Resource, the one place committed to providing the information, resources, and tools you need to navigate the often complex world of retirement planning with confidence and clarity. We're going to discuss both the financial and non-financial aspects of a successful retirement, and we're going to have fun. Welcome back to the Retirement Resource, the one place committed to helping you navigate the often complex world of retirement planning. I'm back with Coach Joe Shum from Soul Patch Hippo. And as promised on our last episode where we really dug into building a team, I said today we're going to talk about something really important. And I think it's a really good question that we bring up. And I just want to cue it up with saying, do you have a life and retirement strategy?
Wow. I have been waiting to talk about this one, man. So I was so glad in our last episode that you teed this up.
Here's the kicker. I'm going to go ahead and answer that question for you. Even if you haven't done anything, that is your life and retirement strategy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you do have a life and retirement strategy, but maybe the better question, Joe, is it the one that lights you up, excites you, and that you feel really good about?
Yeah, that's sort of the old positioning or perspective that says even no decision is a decision.
That's right.
Right. So I appreciate that. Yeah. So listen, folks, here's where I'm coming with this one today. You're going to look at people like Bo Henderson here and others and say, I'm looking for a retirement strategy. And the first thing you're going to think of is, how much money do I need to retire? And I'm not saying that's not important. The quest for retirement, though, is not just about a number. All right. So many of us set a strategy that relies on that number, or we mask it on the idea of a number. And in the end, we find ourselves having a conversation with our financial professional, and it still boils down to, are you contributing every month? Are you doing this? Are you doing that? You know, what stocks are you buying for me? What bonds are you buying for me? What kinds of annuities do I have? Whatever your financial vehicle, do I have real estate? Should I get blah, 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 blah. All that so I can save a ton of money. And then my advice is you just spend it out monthly, X amount or less. All right, I'm already putting myself to sleep.
I just wanted to cut in and say,
yeah,
it amazes me in traveling or working with clients throughout the U.S., workshops, the radio show, the podcast, the feedback. I've gotten that question so many times. What's enough to be able to retire? Like there is this, like I could go into a room of 100 people and say, you need $1 million and you'll be good. No, I have no idea. You know, and I know there's two sides to this coin. One, there is a number, but that number is completely independent and completely built around you, your situation, your goals, your dreams. And then I think the next step deeper where we're going with that is a successful strategy is about a lot more than the money and the dollars and cents.
Yeah. And in addition to that, Bo, the idea that once I have whatever that big treasure chest full of stuff is, that how much am I not going to spend so I can leave it for someone or something else?
Right.
That's another favorite of mine, right? So I really kick butt and I deliver on the logistics, the doing part of retirement. I save and save and save and I watch my budget and I keep my debt down and all those cool things. And then I use about 4% of it and give the rest away.
Right.
In what fashion? You know, I mean, if your thing is charitable giving, well, then that's cool. If your thing is you're just trying to hold on to it, out of whatever fear or other thing that's holding you back, you know, that isn't showing up for retirement either. What I'm talking about next is what are the other currencies that are available for us to, quote, spend in retirement? All right. So people are going like, other currencies? What is he talking about? Bitcoin? Is he talking about, you know, real estate? What is this guy talking about? The coach is off the rails. So what I want to talk about is let's put a foundation together for you right now. Right? First of all, the most valuable assets you will have entering retirement are, I'm going to go back to my guy, Bo, What are they, Bo? What are the two things that are most important to us?
Well, and I'm going to answer this, Joe, by what I've heard people that have lived long lives and they've lived well say they wouldn't trade all the money in the world for, and that's to have more time, and that's to have good health.
Yep. Yep. You nailed it. Nailed it. Think about that as your foundation, right? That's the foundation. Money or you know, current, that type of currency is a tool in your bag. The first two things that are important is recognizing how valuable time is for you and how valuable it is in that time that you are mobile, that you are healthy, that you can live during that time successfully fulfilled. So now that we've established that, what do you want your retirement to look like? Are you going to work? Are you not going to work? Are you going to travel? Do you want to volunteer? Right? What are the things you want to do or happen for you? What do you want retirement to look like? I want to be an author. I want to be a business owner. I want to be known as a philanthropist. I just want to be a good grandmother and help mentor my grandchildren into their world. Right? Stuff like that. So what do you want your retirement to look like? So that's question number one, Bo.
Got it. What do you want your retirement to look like? And I think I'm very visual, Joe. And one of the things I think of is here's our opportunity with this question is paint your picture. Paint the picture of this life you want. You know, it's not just this, hey, I hope I have $4,000 coming in to cover the bills. No, let's paint a vivid picture of exactly what you want this life to look like. And the one thing about art, which our life is art, I believe, is it's not going to be like anybody else. It's your picture, and that's something that you can get excited about. So I love that piece. Is let's get really clear on what we want, and let's paint that picture of our rich life retirement.
Yeah, you know, we talk about this over at Soul Patch Hippo, that the first stage in a coaching engagement with me is envision, right? So what do you envision for yourself? And when I'm at that point with a client, I'm asking them, just drop all the pretense, drop the chains, drop all the limits. What is it that you want for yourself, right? So I ask these kinds of questions. How do you want to show up during your retirement? You know, what are you good at? And I'm not talking about, hey, I'm a great accountant. You may be a great accountant. However, is that what retirement's going to be for you, continuing to be an accountant? I mean, maybe it is, but for most people, it's like, I don't want to be an accountant. It's not about what your occupation is, but what are your strengths? You know, what are you, a creative? Are you a process-oriented person? Are you a connector? Focus on these things to determine what's next for you. So I get to my next step here, Bo. I'm going to experience a retirement of blank.
Huh.
All right. So this is part of the intention now, right? This is the envision part. This is what you had just talked about, thinking about what is it really going to look like for you? I'm going to experience a retirement of what? Learning, of doing, being restful, being a contributor. Something there that says, this is what I want for myself. I want to show up in retirement feeling like this every day. All right. So that's what I look for as the second piece of this.
Okay.
All right.
How do I show up? Got it.
Yep. Yeah. It's how do I show up? How do I want to show up? It's not, I want to show up. Hey, I want to show up on time for my Rotary luncheon. No, it's about, hey, I want to show up and people look and go, wow, Joe is really excited to be in, you know, living in Florida and being retired. Look at this guy. He's excited. He's pumped up. He's always happy, or he's always thoughtful, or he's always the person you can go to ask a question about X, or you know what? He helps my grandkids learn how to read. Who knows what it is? You make that call. But I'm going to ask you, what do you want to experience a retirement of, and what do you want it to be like that for you every day? Okay. And then we go to the currencies. So beyond money, and by money I mean whether your investment du jour was real estate or stocks or bonds or annuities or Bitcoin or gold or whatever you chose for yourself, it's these kinds of currencies. Mentoring, being a giver, right? Charitable acts, serving, Right? Maybe it's involunteerism. Serving people is something that you want to do. Building things, right? Maybe it's building an organization. Building, you were an amateur carpenter and now you're building Habitat for Humanity houses. You're a builder, right? You're building something for somebody as part of what you want to do in retirement. These types of currencies are the kinds of currencies I want you to consider in retirement, not just how much money I need.
You know, and a good measure of if we're on the right track with these things, it's a few years back now, I saw research come out, Joe, and it stated some of the usual suspects, like the biggest concerns for retirees was outliving their money, market risk, future tax increases. But right up there in the top three or four was that their life had meaning and was fulfilling. So if we're thinking about trying on some of these currencies or you know, how the presence, how we want to show up and all these things, I think that's a good measure is does that give meaning to my life? Does that feel fulfilling to me? And I think those are good clues that we're on the right track with some of these things.
I think so. We collect and choose particular values to live by as we go through life. This currency is a way for us to spend and to show our values to others.
Right.
Right. So, you know, the mentoring piece could be, hey, I was a great accountant. And what I want to do is I want to mentor young folks that are starting out with businesses about the pitfalls and the travails and also the greatness that can come from being savvy with accounting, right? So I'm going to give speeches or I'm going to have workshops. They may be for free. And I'm mentoring. Or as I said before, I could be mentoring my grandkids on just how to be proper ladies and gentlemen as we grow up.
Right.
And that can be just as rewarding and just as exciting. And guess what? Because you did all the other cool logistical things that financial planners like you have helped them get to, they can live next door to their grandkids and make sure that they are showing up as mentors every day. And it is fulfilling for them. And they're allowed to do all those cool things that made them who they were.
You know, and this has come full circle now. So we started the show with the question, do you have a retirement strategy? And people either said yes or they said no. And to those that said no, I kind of called them out and said, you actually, that is your strategy, not having a strategy.
Yeah, and right.
For many of those that said yes, my guess is just based on the people I've worked with and talked to over the years, is that strategy was very much the spreadsheet and the software that projects out, do I have enough inflation adjusted income to pay my bills? Mm-hmm. And that is a good start and a good component of a retirement strategy, but there's also all these non-financial components that we're talking about here that I think it's just our invitation is just to expand your definition and idea and realize that it's a whole part. It's an integration of the financial and the non-financial, and try on some of these things, try on some of these ideas. And as we kind of wrap this up, Joe, are there any takeaways or anything that you would leave with this concept of the currencies and overall retirement strategy?
Here's what I'm going to say, folks. Here's what I want to say to you. All right. Take this seriously. All the things that Bo just outlined are great and they are important. You know, retirement isn't free. However, retirement isn't just about those logistics. What is it that it's going to make that last third of your life really fulfilling for you? We talk about shifts. We talk about evolution. We talk about your 2.0 for yourself, that new version of you. So think about the things that we said today that we've talked to you about and start getting them down on paper. Start bouncing them off your significant other. Take off the chains, throw it all out there on the table, and then sort of throw out the ones that are not resonating with you. The ones that resonate with you, you take them to your professional team and say, this is what I want for myself in retirement. Right. And that's the takeaway.
Perfect. Great conversations and great questions. And it's so funny sometimes how we grow with good questions, right? And speaking of good questions, we want to hear your questions. What are things that you would like to learn more about? What would you like us to dig deeper into? And nothing's off the table. It can be financial, It can be non-financial. It can be expatriate living in retirement. It can be starting a business in retirement. It doesn't matter. What are the things that you're interested in, would like to have a conversation about? And that's what the Retirement Resource is about. We love to facilitate the show, but it's really your show. And we look forward to continuing the conversation next week as we dig even deeper right here on the Retirement Resource.